This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The president signs a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas. 11 campers still missing.
The number of bodies recovered in and around the Guadalupe River has soared to 59 since last night. The dead include 38 adults and 21 kids, primarily from the many campgrounds that operate here in the Texas Hill Country. Beyond Kerr County, 9 other flood-related deaths bring the total from the Independence Day floods to 68 lives lost.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Flooding now a concern for North Carolina. Up to half a foot of rain from Tropical Depression Chantel. Philly's fourth festival fizzles as big-name performers bail.
Pressure on the city mounting. Celebrity performers LL Cool J and Jasmine Sullivan backing out of the city's 4th of July celebration, saying they're standing with the workers.
Who are on strike for better wages. ABC's Olivia Rubin. Trash has been piling up for 6 days, and it's hot in Philly. This is ABC News. Some of the fine print in President Trump's tax bill shows taxes on tips are not exactly going away. The Wall Street Journal says tipped workers still face payroll taxes to pay for Social Security and Medicare. That's a combined 7.65%. Workers won't benefit at all if federal officials say their type of job doesn't qualify. And it's only the first $25,000 in tips that are free from income taxes. Tax cuts are popular, of course, but former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers worries about America's massive IOU to its children.
Think about it this way. How long can the world's greatest debtor remain the world's greatest power? And this is piling more debt onto the economy than any piece of tax legislation in dollar terms that we have ever had.
For the first time in more than 100 years, it became legal today for Parisians to swim in the Seine. Fun didn't last long, though. The swimming sites were quickly closed because of bacteria from rain. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You'd go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this...
Track, all at the wall. Goodbye. Home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Today, the crew are in Miami, taking on the Marlins at Lone Depot Park.
And a fly ball down the left field line. Back at the track. It is gone. Joey Ortiz. Big fly for a grand slam in New York.
1-2 pitch.
Swing and a miss. He gassed them up. He blew them away. 102 miles an hour.
Back at the track and it's gone. Christian Yelich hits a home run.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It has been 683 days since Brandon Woodruff was on a big league mound, and that changes today as he climbs the mound where he made his last start in the big leagues here at Lone Depot Park in Miami. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle on what will be an emotional day, not just for Brandon Woodruff, for the Brewers players, for the staff, for the organization, and for the fans. It has been a long journey back to a big league mound for Brandon Woodruff, but one of the heartbeats of this organization is back, and Big Woo is ready for his second act in a Brewers uniform, even though he never went anywhere. Looking forward to this one here today. He's going to be faced with Edward Cabrera on the mound for the Marlins, and he has been one of the better pitchers in the National League this year. He's been one of the best pitchers for this Marlins organization over the last couple of years. Big-time stuff for Cabrera. And Woodruff will face a very, as we've said a couple of times over the course of this series, pesky Marlins lineup. Young, talented, and hungry. We will talk more about this matchup and so much else when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Welcome back.
Your dreams back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Welcome. Brewers and Marlins getting set for game three of this three-game series. We bring Josh Maurer into this one, and this is a wonderful day, regardless of what happens after the first pitch. I mean, you hope that Brandon Woodruff is Brandon Woodruff, and he carves up the Marlins and has this great, incredible, inspiring start back on the mound. But even if it's not that, even if it's middling, it's just a great accomplishment to work yourself back. We know how to bring guys back from Tommy John. It's a hard process, but there's a template for it. There's not for shoulder surgery, and there's no guarantees when you go under the knife with a shoulder surgery. And it took a while, but Brandon's back, and it's just fun to say that.
And I know there were times, Lane, where it felt like probably even to Woody himself that this day may not come, because he just kept facing adversity after adversity, even in these rehab assignments that he had to start and stop a couple of different times the last 2 months coming up in the minor leagues. First he ended up hurting his ankle, had to be shut down, then he came back and he got hit by a line drive off the arm, so that had to stop him. And we probably would have seen Woody 6 weeks ago in the big leagues had those two things not happened. So you have the surgery, you have the other setbacks to get to this point. It's a day that he's been dreaming about for almost 2 years.
I'm going to talk a lot more about Woody with Pat Murphy, but this has been one of the faces of the franchise in what has been the era of Brewers baseball. I mean, this is a huge name. There's going to be plaques with his name on it outside of American Family Field when he's done playing. So just a big day for the organization. We're glad and happy for one of the great guys in the game, Brandon Woodruff. We'll talk to Pat Murphy when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey guys, you look hot.
Yeah, scorching. Feels like my head's on fire.
Wow, would you like something to cool you off?
Yeah, how about some ice?
Ice is cold, but doesn't have much flavor. How about some Cedar Crest ice cream?
Will Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches do?
Yeah!
I thought so. There's a cooler full of them in the back. Kellen, help me get it out, and Arlo, go tell your teammates. We've got vanilla, black cherry, and peanut butter. Yum!
You're the best, Mom!
Yeah, the best, like Cedar Crest.
Here's a club you'll want to get into. Club Sitco. It's the super easy app that opens the door to great fuel savings and more. Sign up and instantly save 23 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. Plus, everyday savings that really add up. You can also enter our sweepstakes with multiple winners and giveaways, like free gas for a year. And Club Sitco makes paying easy with a convenient mobile pay feature. So welcome to the club where all the action is. Download Club Sitco today. Savings could up to 30 gallons. Only at participating locations. Data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Well, Murph, this is a day a lot of people in the organization, a lot of the fans, everybody's been looking forward to, the return of Brandon Woodruff, where his last start was here in Miami on September 23rd of 2023. What a journey this has been to get him back to this point. And regardless of what happens today, this is such a big moment just to be back on a big league mound for Brandon.
No question about it. You know, you get emotional thinking about it. I've been with the Brewers for 10 years, and, you know, Woody has basically been here for most all of them. And, just to know what he's done for our organization, the way he competed, and then to have him go down in such a untimely way, and then go through this process and be so transparent. And this is not an injury that all pitchers come back from. And to see him be ready to go and know that bulldog in him is going to want to be as good as he was before. Maybe we have to wait a little bit, but I think in time we're going to see that Brandon Woodruff again.
You just said it. He's been here for so long, and this era of Brewers baseball has been referred to by many as the golden era of Brewers baseball with all these postseason appearances. He and Christian are the two guys that have really been here, and Freddie, this entire time. So he's been one of the faces of the premier era of Brewers baseball. It's really quite an accomplishment, and even with him not being on the mound the last year and a half or so, the impact he's had has still been probably too great to really measure, right?
Yeah, his presence around here is just so great. I mean, everybody respects him, knows him, and he never would, you wouldn't know he was a star pitcher. You wouldn't know he had such an accomplished career. You just think that, wow, this guy really cares about people, and he's just genuine and nice to everyone. It's great having him around, and he has made a big impact. Of course, you can't measure it, but he's had a big impact on a lot of people.
Murph, is it in some ways better that this is on the road, as emotional and as big of a storyline as it would be at home? And I know Brandon feels this way. The job is to win the game, and it might be easier to throw that first pitch and then dial in and not have all the other things around you emotionally once you get started.
I think so. I think it'll end up serving him a little better because he's going to continue to make starts, and he'll have plenty of starts at home for the remainder of the season. And we're just happy that he's healthy. And this is a little easier landing, I think. Yeah. But at the same time, nothing's easy when it comes to pitching in the big leagues, especially against a team that's won 11 out of the last 13 and playing so well and basically have some young, hungry players that not a lot of people know. So it's one of those things where it might not be an easier landing for him, but it just happened to be here. We weren't trying to orchestrate this to purposely have it on the road. It's just when he's available to pitch and when he's certainly healthy, we think this is a good spot to get started.
Back with more of Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Lone Depot Park here in Miami. The Brewers and Marlins wrapping up this three-game series here this afternoon, continuing our conversation with Brewers manager Pat Murphy. We talked about Brandon being up. The move is unfortunate for Chad Patrick. He has to go down. Somebody had to. But his last two starts, I thought he threw the ball better than maybe those three leading up to these last two.
Yeah, Chad's, you know, a rookie who's made 18 starts in the big leagues. That planned on starting the season in AAA. So we've gotten so much out of him. He's been such a critical part of our little success that we've had here so far. He understood. He knew it was coming. But it's never easy. You know, you're part of a team that all of a sudden now you're not going to be part of. You're going to be part of a different team in the minor leagues. So it's hard, but we assured him he was a huge part of this, and he will be back in the big leagues.
Is part of the conversation, too, with somebody like Chad, like as soon as you think you have depth, you don't. But you have some depth right now, but these young guys, you want to keep them stretched out, right, because you want to keep that starting pitching depth, even though some of these guys maybe could help you out of the bullpen if you needed them to.
Chad Patrick needs to go down and work on some things, develop that slider a little better, develop his changeup, which is potentially a really good pitch. And you can't do that if you're going to stay up here and be in the pen. You have to be sharp. He hasn't done that in a long, long time. So we thought it was exactly, you know, we thought it was right to send him down. Him and Henderson, Tobias Myers, those guys are all part of this thing. You know, we got to keep them stretched out in case we need them.
Murph, we appreciate it, and best of luck today.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Ready for an unforgettable summer experience? Join us for 1 week endless possibilities as EAA AirVenture Oshkosh returns July 21st through the 27th. Explore thousands of aircraft, experience world-class daily air shows, two night air shows with fireworks that light up the sky, and celebrate the spirit of aviation with people from around the world. Get your tickets now at eaa.org/tickets and join us for the world's greatest aviation celebration.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
And the Marlins in a series rubber match coming up here from South Florida this afternoon as the crew tries to go 3-3 on this National League East road trip. We welcome you back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We left you yesterday with a little bit of uncertainty about the thumb injury that Reese Hoskins suffered applying a tag at first base in that game. Well, there's no fracture, so that's the good news. The thumb, though, yesterday brought him out of the game because it was too sore to grab a bat. Pat Murphy has said it might be a few days before Reese is able to get back into the lineup, but they're not at this moment anticipating an injured list stint. So I think all in all, not bad news on Hoskins. Today's keys to the game are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. How about this? Bet the offense, get a lead for Brandon Woodruff. Give him some support and let him breathe a little easier in his return to the Major League mound. We go down on the farm and check in on that suddenly robust Nashville starting rotation with a newcomer, Coleman Crow, who made his AAA debut this week. Minor League report next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Two Wisconsin icons are teaming up on a reworked classic. Cousin Subs and Usinger's are proud to introduce the all-new Fried Bologna Sub, featuring Usinger's Fried Bologna, bacon, American cheese, onions, pickles, mayo, and mustard on fresh-baked Italian bread. And that's not all. Pair your Fried Bologna with a creamy cupcake shake topped with whipped cream and rainbow sprinkles. Now that's a better combination. Order both in-store, online, or via the mobile app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Save big on everything for your next outdoor project at Menards. Shop the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, all easy to load into your vehicle in our drive-through lumber yard.
Plus, get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself deck design program. Available in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all pressure-treated lumber and decking at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Everything First Weber agents do starts with you. Your needs, your aspirations, your future. We take the time to understand what matters most to you. Our agents don't just talk about trust. They earn it through dedication, expertise, and unwavering commitment. Real estate isn't just about properties. It's about people. At First Weber, that means putting you first. First Weber, where you come first.
We are back in Miami. It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards, before the series rubber match and the road trip finale. Brewers and the Marlins are coming up. But first, it's time to take a look at what's happening in the minor leagues for the Brewers organization. It's our weekly Down on the Farm report. We begin today, as always, with the AAA Nashville Sounds, who continue to get great starting pitching no matter which names seem to be involved. The Sounds go for a series win today as they wrap up a six-game home-and-home series with the Cardinals AAA club Memphis. Wednesday night on the mound, it was the AAA debut for right-hander Coleman Crowe. He was the return piece for Tyrone Taylor, coming back from the Mets a couple of off-seasons ago. Crowe had just been named the Brewers Minor League Pitcher of the Month for June. Having made 10 starts at AA Biloxi with a 2.51 ERA, he made his AAA debut Wednesday night in front of a packed house in Nashville and did not disappoint. It was four scoreless for Coleman. He fanned consecutive hitters three times, including in his final frame in that fourth using his devastating curveball. Here's the voice of the Sounds, Jeff Hem.
Here's the 2-2. And Crooks swings and misses strike three. There's the curveball again. And that is six strikeouts for Coleman Crowe, and four of them on the curve. One away in the fourth as Jimmy Crooks was no match for Coleman Crowe.
Crowe is certainly a name to keep an eye on with that now packed Nashville pitching staff that includes Tobias Myers and the recently optioned Chad Patrick. Tuesday night, Nestor Cortes began his rehab assignment with three scoreless innings, and the aforementioned Myers struck out eight and walked nobody in six innings Friday night. Let's move along to the high A level, where the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers have been playing a series this week in Beloit. In the opener of that set, the T-Rats trailed the Skycarp 1-0 with two outs and a runner aboard in the top of the sixth inning. That's when Kalen Nakazia stepped to the plate, former 16th round pick, originally out of the Netherlands. He battled injury all of last year, but Nakazia starting to come on at the high A level. Here's what he did in that spot on Tuesday, as called by the voice of the Timber Rattlers, Chris Mehring.
They need a two-out hit here from Nicasia on the 2-2 from Storm. And a swing and a drive to right center field. Back on it is Radizak at the wall. It's going to get out of here for Kalen Nicasia. And the Rattlers have a 2-1 lead.
It would lead to a 3-2 victory on Tuesday night. Unfortunately, then they dropped the next three games of the series against the Skycarp. And after a rainout on Saturday, it'll be a doubleheader up in Appleton this afternoon. A name to keep an eye on, one of last year's high Brewers draft choices, Blake Burke. He continues to mash. He's second in the Midwest League in hits and is hitting .314. And we wrap up this Down on the Farm report with a look at the low A Carolina Mudcats. This week they've secured no worse than a series split against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, having taken three of the first five games in the series. In an eventual extra innings win on Wednesday night, it was young infield slugger Eric Bitonti doing the damage early. Bitonti, a third round pick two summers ago, is only 19 years old, but he leads the Carolina League in home runs. And in that Wednesday game, he had opened the scoring with an RBI single in the bottom of the first. Then Bitonti came up to the plate again in the fourth inning, and he followed that up with a blast. Here's Chris Edwards, the voice of the Mudcats.
Bitonti can hunt a fastball here. 3-1. Pitch on the way. Bitonti swings and crushes one. High and deep to right field. This ball's got a chance to go. Adios! Not going to say I told you so, but I told you so. Bitonti's 13th of the year, and it's 2-0 Mudcats.
Eventually, the Mudcats would walk it off on Wednesday, 4-3. Bitonti is currently ranked by MLB as the number 11 overall prospect in the Brewers organization. And that'll do it for this week's Down on the Farm report from Miami. When we come back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, I'll get to the starting lineups. We'll tell you who Brandon Woodruff will be facing from the fish. That's coming up after this, here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat. From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Repeat.
10 minutes away from first pitch. It's a rubber match between the Brewers and the Marlins. Winner gets the series. Brewers hope to go 3-3 on the road trip. And they've got Brandon Woodruff about to take the mound in the major leagues for the first time in almost 2 years. We're back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Today's starting lineups are presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. We've talked so much about Woody, but the Brewers' offense is going to have to deal with a guy who's been pitching about as well as anybody in the National League for a couple of months, Edward Cabrera. Sal Frelick leads off against him in right field, and William Contreras again batting second as he's done the whole road trip. Contreras the DH in this one. Christian Yelich is playing the outfield for the second time in the trip. He's in left, and he bats third. Jackson Churio continues to man the cleanup spot, and he has gotten hot in there. He is going to play center field again. Hit safely in the last four games. Had three hits yesterday. Bryce Durang, the second baseman, is batting fifth. And Caleb Durbin moving up to the sixth spot as the third baseman riding a 10-game hitting streak. Well, with Rhys Hoskins out with the thumb injury, Jake Bowers takes over first base. He'll hit seventh. For the first time in a long time, Joey Ortiz gets the day off, and Andrew Monasterio is the Brewers' shortstop. He'll hit number eight. And Eric Haas is doing the catching again. Haas has made three starts on this trip. He rounds out the order against the tough Edward Cabrera. Here are the Marlins that Brandon Woodruff will be facing. The last time Woody, as you know, pitched in a major league game, it was against these fish in this ballpark a couple of Septembers ago. But, man, it's a different Miami team ever since. Xavier Edwards is again in the leadoff spot. He'll play second base. One guy who was around a couple of years ago, Jesus Sanchez in right field batting second. Otto Lopez is the shortstop and number three batter and yesterday's hero with the game-winning hit off of Jared Koenig. Augustin Ramirez will do the catching today, and he'll clean up. The impressive Kyle Stowers, likely, we think, to be named to the All-Star team later today. Stowers, the DH and number five batter. Eric Wagaman, the rookie first baseman, is hitting sixth. The first start of the series for rookie Heriberto Hernandez. He bats seventh and plays left. Connor Norby is the third baseman and the number eight batter for the Fish. And Dane Myers, their center fielder, rounds out the order against Woodruff. Today's umpires presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Ron Culpa is the crew chief. He's behind the plate.
Manny Gonzalez at first base, Corey Blazer second, and Alex Tosi at third. Cannon and Dunphy, attorneys who know every case matters to every client, big or small. Trust Cannon and Dunphy to make the right call for you. Lane with more after this. First pitch coming up in just about 5 minutes on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and the Fish, final game. When we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery service is available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
To achieve peak performance with less energy, well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Vox Plus Audio Network and wherever you get podcasts.
The Marlins have taken the field behind right-hander Edward Cabrera. It is game three of the series. Winner gets the set. Brewers hoping to win a series in Miami for the first time in 3 years. Welcome back to wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards, the game in which Brandon Woodruff returns to a major league mound. He'll have to wait, of course, until the bottom of the first inning. Let's drive around the league and preview the Central today, brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. Cubs and Cardinals also a rubber match at Wrigley. That'll be the national game of the week at 5:10 Central, hour earlier than normal for Sunday Night Baseball. Eric Fetty and Matthew Boyd, the pitching matchup. Brewers coming into the day four games behind the first place Cubs and a game and a half ahead of the third place Cardinals. Reds and Phillies rubber match about to get underway. Interesting pitching matchup. Phenom Chase Burns against Zach Wheeler. And Pittsburgh is at Seattle at 3:10 Central with Paul Skeens on the mound. They've lost in shutout fashion to the Mariners the first two games of that series. Let's go. It is time for baseball here on a Sunday to wrap up the road trip. And for the play-by-play, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Sal Frelick to lead things off against Edward Cabrera. And the first pitch is in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Cabrera, very good stuff. Big time fastball, a changeup that sits in the low to almost mid-90s at times. The 0-1 is in there with a sinker on the low inside corner at 97. And it's quickly 0-2 on Frelick. Sal hitting 291, six home runs, 36 driven in on the year. Cabrera out of the windup, brings home the 0-2 pitch, and it's a chopper foul. We'll do it again at 0-2. Got underway right on time at 1:40 Eastern time. The roof is closed. Some showers in the area again here in Miami today. 0-2 pitch. Sal hit by the pitch, I believe. Yes, he was. Came down and in with a slider, and Sal trying to get out of the way. It clipped him on the feet as it went by, and after falling behind 0-2, the Brewers now have a base runner to lead up this inning. 72 degrees indoors, 85 degrees outdoors. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless. This is more. So here's Contreras and the pitch. In there with a strike on a slider. It's 0-1. Contreras hitting 238 on the air. Six home runs, 35 driven in. Frelick gets his lead from first. And the 0-1 pitch is a little flare towards second base, coming over and letting it drop on purpose was the second baseman Edwards, and he turns and fires to second to get Frelick. They just wanted to change out the speed on the base paths between Frelick and Contreras. So Edwards let it drop on purpose. And once Contreras realized he was going to let it drop on purpose, Contreras kicked it in so they couldn't try to double him up. So it'll be a fielder's choice for William. And there's one out, and now here's Yelich. First pitch is a curveball in there for strike one. Nothing and one on Yelich, hitting 260 on the year, 17 home runs. There goes Contreras. Here's a chopper up the first baseline, fielded by Cabrera. He's going to run to the bag himself and retire Yelich. Contreras to second on the play. And there's two down for Jackson Churio. Our quick trip around the bases presented this month by Giants Sunflower Seeds. And today's contestant in the quick trip around the bases contest is Andy Kavanaugh from Wisconsin Rapids. If the Brewers score in this first inning, Andy would win a $100 quick trip gift card, compliments of Giants Sunflower Seeds and Quick Trip. Cabrera working out of the stretch and the pitch. And Churio took low. It's 1-0. Ball bounced away from the catcher Ramirez. And out in front of the plate. No advance from Contreras. He still stands at second base with two outs now. Churio, the cleanup hitter today. Cleanup hitting home damage with Loyal Family, located in Muskego, serving southeastern Wisconsin and across the state. The 1-0 pitch to Churio, and he took a strike on the inside edge. Slider at 87. Might have been a generous call that time. It's 1-1. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. One ball and one strike. The pitch to Churio is a ground ball to short. Backhanded by the shortstop, Lopez collects and throws to first in time and retires Churio and the side. Brewers got a base runner, but that's it. They strand a runner here on the top of the first. It's Brandon Woodruff time in South Florida when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Your way.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. 683 days since he last climbed this very mound here in Miami. Brandon Woodruff back in a Brewers uniform, healthy, and ready to continue his big league career. What a moment for Brandon Woodruff. He has waited for this moment. It has been delayed a few times, but we are ready. Out of the windup, the first pitch from Woodruff is right through there for a strike with a fastball at 91, and it's 0-1. Xavier Edwards leads off for the Marlins. Their second baseman hitting .288, no home runs, 19 driven in on the year for Edwards. Woodruff brings home the 0-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike. 93 that time with that fastball. And he's ahead of Edwards, nothing and two. Everybody in that first base dugout occupied by the Brewers on the top step. 0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled straight back. And it stays at 0-2. There is not one person in that Brewers clubhouse that doesn't have immense respect for this man who is pitching right now for the Crew. 0-2 pitch. And a curveball missed low. It's one ball and two strikes. He has been on the mound for some of the biggest moments in Brewers history. He has been a part of some of the biggest runs in Brewers history. A two-time All-Star. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Climbed the ladder with a fastball at 92. Welcome back to the big leagues, Brandon Woodruff. An ortho ASAP strikeout for Big Woo. And we are off and running in South Florida. Here's Jesus Sanchez. And that has to feel great for Brandon Woodruff just to get through that first batter and get a punch out to go along with it. Woodruff looking in. And the pitch. High fly ball, right field. Frelick back onto the warning track with the play. Settles underneath of it and squeezes it for the second out. Sanchez gave it a ride, but that right center field area here at Loan Depot Park is where fly balls go to die. You just have a hard time getting a ball out to that area. That ball was hit 104 off the bat. It is probably a home run in a lot of ballparks, but not in this one. And there's two down now for Otto Lopez. Woodruff looking in through his glove, just like he always did. The first pitch is in there with a strike. Fastball at 93, and it's 0-1. A one pitch. Missed inside. 92 on the radar with that one. And it's one ball and one strike here on Lopez. Hitting 249, nine home runs, 44 driven in for the Marlins shortstop. Woodruff's 1-1. He is swung on and fouled back our way and out of play. And it's 1-2. Lopez just one hit in this series. It was a home run out to left center in the first game of this series, a two-run shot. 1-for-8 in this series officially for Lopez. Here's the 1-2. And he got him looking. A fastball at 93. Painted the inside edge. And Brandon Woodruff with a perfect 1-2-3 inning in his return to a big league mound. Ah, what a moment for Woody. A zero put up in his first inning back since September 23rd of 2023. We go to the second inning. No score on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite, the legendary light beer, the originator, the inventor. If this beer could talk, it'd tell stories about that one time, that night, that one guy, that one gal. Writing a story 50 years long and 50 million friends wide, because legendary stories start with a light. Here's to 50 years of Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of our Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try our new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Check your local store for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Get ready to say goodbye to those bland seltzers at the ballpark. Carbless is proudly Wisconsin-born, crafted by real people. A husband and wife team who wanted better cocktails in a can. They're locally made and blissfully better. Carbless offers a bold, true cocktail flavor that's made for baseball fans. Available in fan-favorite flavors like lemon lime, black raspberry, cranberry, and mango, bringing the craft cocktail bar to your seat. Refreshment that matches the energy of American Family Field is Carbless. Full of flavor, no sugar, and no carbs. Just game day bliss.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We go to the second inning, and Bryce Terang lead things off for the crew. First pitch from Cabrera is up and away. It's 1-0. Terang, Durbin, and Bowers in a 0-0 ball game here in the second inning. Terang, a chopper to first. Wagaman scoops it out of the dirt and runs to the bag himself to retire Terang for the first out here in the second inning, and that'll get Caleb Durbin and his 10-game hitting streak to the plate. How about that for Brandon Woodruff in the bottom of the first inning, Josh? From whatever happens from this point forward, he's going to look back at that first inning and smile. A couple of strikeouts and a 1-2-3 first inning. Durbin takes down and away with a curveball. He gets squared to bunt. And it's 1-0. It is pretty incredible that he was able to do that. And the work he's put in to get himself back to this point. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Durbin. Fun to see.
Yeah, the most impressive thing about it for me was the command. He was putting that fastball wherever he wanted to, just hitting the mid of Haas just about every time.
1-1 pitch. is a grounder foul, third base side. It's 1-2. Yeah, here's the thing about it, too. The velo not in that 97, 98 range like the last time he was on a big league mound. It was, I think, probably at tops, maybe upper 93s with the fastball. 1-2 is chopped foul at the plate, stays 1-2. That I got to give him a lot of credit for being fearless and still being willing to come in there in the strike zone when it's not your same velo as before. I mean, that's a mental thing you got to overcome a little bit, too, if you're Brandon Woodruff, and he was fearless in that inning. 1-2 is a bouncer foul up the third baseline. Stays at 1-2. And that velo is going to continue to come back. I bet it comes up as this start goes along. I bet you see the velo tick up in these following innings a little bit. He got up in that 95-96 range in his minor league rehab starts a few times. 1-2 is high, 2-2. And I bet you'll really see it tick up a bit when he pitches at home for the first time in front of the home crowd. Cabrera out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch. Durbin, a ground ball to short. Couple of hops out to Lopez. Sets his feet and throws across to first and retires Durbin for the second out. Brewers baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. So two down, and here's Jake Bowers. Bowers in the lineup today, averaged down to 204, five home runs, 18 driven in on the season. No Reese Hoskins today. Pitches down and in, 1-0. Negative on the x-rays yesterday on that thumb, though. That was good news. Wait and see mode for Hoskins over the next couple of days. 1-0 pitch. That is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Two outs, nobody on here. Top of the second inning. Cabrera brings home the 1-1 pitch, and it's a liner into right. That's going to get down, and one hop the glove of Sanchez in right. It's a single for Bowers. Hard hit ball for Jake Bowers, and the Brewers have a two-out base runner here as that went off the bat at 108. And that will get Andrew Monasterio to the plate. Well, July is National Hot Dog Month, a great time to try some of Usinger's delicious dogs, from beef wieners to Bavarian wieners. Got you covered. Look for Usinger's at usingers.com or in fine grocery stores. Cabrera's first pitch to Monasterio is high. It's 1-0. Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them. One ball and no strikes on Monasterio. 24 pitches so far for Edward Cabrera. The 1-0 is a ground ball back up the middle under the glove of Lopez and into center field. Bowers turns second on his way to third. There will be no throw as the throw ends up coming to second base. Myers fielded it and thought for a second to try to make a throw to third and get Bowers. If he had, Monasterio, the trail runner, would have ended up at second base. I think he wisely decided not to do that. Ate the baseball and then threw it in to second base. So now runners on the corners and two outs for Eric Haas. So a couple of two-out singles against Cabrera here from the bottom of this order. And the pitch brought home, and Haas took a strike on the outside edge with a slider. It's 0-1. Haas hitting .236, two home runs, eight driven in on the year for the Brewers catcher today. Cabrera looks in. And now he's going to step off the back of the mound and use a disengagement. Marlins defensively, Hernandez in left, Myers in center, Sanchez in right. Norby the third baseman, Lopez at short, Edwards at second, Wagaman at first, and Agustin Ramirez does the catching. A one to Haas. There goes Monasterio and a swing and a foul back towards us. Josh was up trying to make a play. It's 0-2. Ends up in the suite just below us, I believe. No balls and two strikes here on Eric Haas.
I think that's a great idea to put Monasterio in motion. Actually, not even sure if the Marlins would throw. Because Bowers is a good enough base runner at third that if they threw to second, he might try to come home.
With your number nine hitter up, give it a shot. No balls and two strikes. Cabrera brings home the pitch. There goes the runner again. Pitch is a ball. The throw almost goes into left field. Oh, wow. The throw went to third base from Ramirez, and nobody was covering, and Norby just saved a run. He came in and had to dive and backhand the throw from Ramirez. If he is not Johnny on the spot and make a great play, that ball's into left field, and Bauer scores, and I'm not sure Monasterio doesn't have a shot to score. He's certainly at third in that scenario. So now one and two. Runners at second and third. And the pitch. A swing and a miss. Haas strikes out. And the inning is over. Now Brewers had runners in scoring position after a stolen base by Monasterio. But they strand a pair. A couple of hits in the inning as well. We go to the bottom of two. No score on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
In baseball, players spend time in the minors before making it. That's not the case with union construction trades like the operating engineers. As a union apprentice, you earn good money while you learn a trade. And graduates from union apprenticeship programs earn 41% more than their non-union counterparts. They even earn more than a typical worker with a master's degree. So if you are ready to earn big league bucks, go to join139.com to learn more.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our